producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, years ago, the CIA connected satire publication Charlie Hebdo, based in Paris, France, put out the now infamous Muhammad Jihad cartoons. And quite frankly, it paled in significance to some of the stuff in Team America. Well, now we've seen the backlash from China on the remake of Red Dawn, that film being shelved for a year while China was edited out. We've seen the threat of jihadi al-Qaeda elements threatening to attack the satirical newspaper over the last few years. Well, they reportedly did it today. Gun attack on French magazine kills 12. The White House has come out and said that, wait a minute, let's not call this terrorism. Just like they did for a few years with the Fort Hood shooting, with Major Hassan. I was thinking this morning about making a sick joke about the White House, but it really wasn't a joke about how soon till they blame the Tea Party for the attack on the newspaper in Paris. And then I was going through the news at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and DrudgeReport.com and other places. And there it was, the headline. The White House came out and said they're not sure this is terrorism. And, of course, Obama came out and said, basically, those that slander the Prophet Muhammad better watch it. Here's my issue with this. It is a classical part of the Renaissance and Western culture to satirize or lampoon kings, queens, presidents, prime ministers. This is all part of the stage class of civilizations that the Project for New American Century talks about. Bring in folks from radical countries, allow them to organize, have the media demonize anybody that mildly criticizes them, then allow these groups to attack and use those attacks as a way to take free speech away as the answer to stopping the problems. Remember Obama when they arrested the maker of the satire film about Muhammad? Now, I don't sit here and engage in what I'd call Islamophobia. I don't sit up here and demonize Muslims in general. I understand the clash of civilizations. We need to stop that. We need to realize the manipulation, the attempt to cause a global civil war. But at the same time, we better recognize that radical Islam is taking over the Middle East and Islam. So whether it was always radical or it's just radical now isn't even up for debate, because it is becoming radicalized and is not tolerating free speech and is allied with the left that demonizes, persecutes, and bans from entering Europe or the UK anyone that even mildly criticizes radical Islam like Michael Savage. In fact, we ought to try to get Michael Savage to pop in. I know he's got his own broadcast to give us his take on this today or tomorrow, even if it's 10 minutes. Nico, call his producer, or I've got his cell phone. It's in the computer. Call him, see if he wants to pop in for 10 minutes. That'd be a favor. Tell him I'm asking him as a favor to give us his take on it, because he's someone directly affected by this. And when they're done taking Michael Savage's free speech away, they're going to take yours and mine away. I will face it. You will face it. So here's the deal. We call U.S. senators, when they talk about restricting free speech, fascist monsters. Dianne Feinstein was called a fascist by Matt Drudge, and rightfully so. Then we have to call radical Islamicists, and I'm not somebody that's into stunts, burning the Koran and stuff like that, but at the same time, I really think everybody should retweet these images and talk about them in the face of this, or we're going to lose all our free speech. And so maybe for the nightly news tonight, I should go through the cartoons on the big screen and just review them for everybody. And then review other satirical stuff about Bill Clinton or the Queen of England. Just to discuss the fact that this is free speech.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
2015 is almost here, and with it comes those New Year's resolutions to finally transform your body the way you want it. There's a reason over 88% of New Year's resolutions fail. Make this year different by equipping yourself with Oxy Powder, the next level in cleansing the body naturally. Using super oxygenation, Oxy Powder, available through InfoWarsLife.com, gently cleanses the body while you sleep with easy capsules. InfoWars Nightly News Director Rob Dew has been using Oxy Powder with incredible success.
Took it that first day, and I took it for six more days after that. 12 pounds melted off in about a week. I'd say a week, 7 days. And I've been able to keep it off, too. My wife's like, wow, you look really good. And I'm like, I know. I guess it's this Oxy Powder.
2015 can be different. Diet and exercise are important, but a lot of us have already tried that. Oxy Powder flushes it out. Secure your Oxy Powder at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Dramatic footage from Paris about 8 hours ago in broad daylight. The brazen attack on the satirical comedy magazine, similar to Mad Magazine, Hebdo. A few years ago, you remember the magazine began publishing images, cartoon images of the Prophet Muhammad with his turban as a bomb and things like that. And the jihadis used it as a recruiting tool and promised that they would kill the editor and also that they would kill the cartoonist. I find it very, very suspicious. There's now 12 dead, including two police officers. We have dramatic footage of one of the officers after he's been wounded begging for his life and being killed, being shot execution style in cold blood. I found it very suspicious that they're using Western military hand signals. If you watch the footage, they are very calm going about their business killing people. And they knew when to be at the newspaper, when most people at newspapers nowadays work from home, when the editor and the cartoonist were both there. Running around screaming Allah Akbar. I don't know if that audio will translate over AM radio, but it will for our FM listeners and internet listeners. Now, warning, in a moment, if you're a TV viewer, or mainly a radio broadcast, but millions do tune in every week via the InfoWars video feed at InfoWars.com/show or via InfoWarsNews.com, we're going to show the unedited, unblurred footage. I'll probably blur this later for YouTube, of one of the killers executing a police officer that he's already wounded who is on the ground. Now, we show images like this because the media will not show these images, but they'll let you see violent video games that simulate the same thing more graphically. We'll all watch violent movies, and that's, you know, supposedly okay. But then the real thing, oh, we're not supposed to see that. So we're going to roll that footage right now. Don't shoot. Boom, in the head. Don't shoot, don't shoot. I guess it's universal English from watching all the Hollywood movies, people getting shot. That is why English is the world language, is that everybody uses it. So that cop knew what he was doing. He thinks he's talking to foreigners. He says, don't shoot. That's the world language. That's why they don't want Hispanic immigrants learning English to neutralize you and keep you under Democratic Party barrio control. Just a little side issue. Let's play this dramatic, shocking footage for TV viewers one more time. The unedited YouTube is posted on InfoWars.com. The minute I got up at 6 a.m. this morning and saw this footage, I could tell that it looked like Western military-trained people. Or Russian. They're also not as skinny as jihadis usually are. I'm not saying they're not jihadis, because they had a lot of them that were trained in the Russian military and ended up defecting through Chechnya and other areas into the jihad. But they're very calm, and they give military signals to tell the other vehicles to move out. They don't hide the license plate of their vehicle, probably stolen. I don't know what's behind this at this time. I'm going to reserve judgment. I'm going to analyze it. We have a former NSA security head, Wayne Madsen, one of the biggest NSA whistleblowers in history. He just doesn't get any attention because he is so big. He's testified to Congress, testified to the EU, and to the British Parliament. He will be joining us at the bottom of the hour in approximately 16 minutes. To give us his fresh take on this. I don't know Wayne Madsen's take on this, his first approximation. I don't know Dr. Steve Pachinik, who ran major anti-terror operations against jihadi groups all over the world, and who's exposed a lot of false flags and co-authored books with Tom Clancy. He's going to be joining us for about 15 minutes at the end of the broadcast today to give us his take. I don't know what his take is. I'm not one of these people that just instantly comes out with my view on something until I've had a chance to analyze it. On the day of 9/11, it was on CBS Radio, back when it was still called CBS News Radio. At 4:25, I heard them say they're going to blow up the Solomon Brothers Building 7 to protect the other buildings. Then I got home and had videotape of the news saying it, and I played the clips, and people said they must be fake. Even though others called in saying, yeah, we heard them say they blew it up. It was on NPR, too. We now have BBC, CBS News, CBS Radio, ABC, CNN, NPR saying, we're going to blow up Building 7. I don't know exactly what happened on 9/11, but they announced they were going to blow it up, and then it blew up and fell. They protected the hijackers into the U.S. I'm interviewed the head of the U.S. Embassy Visa Department, Springman, who was ordered to let them in. It was told they're CIA. I'm not going to go on for 10 hours here. The deputy director of the FBI, John O'Neill, quit 1 week before, saying, quote, they're going to allow Al-Qaeda to attack us. He died on 9/11, strangely enough, in the World Trade Center. You can't make this stuff up. I'm not going to go back into 9/11 today. But there are three different types, really four different types. Well, there's one type of terror that is a subgroup. But there are three different types of terror. Pure, original, real, asymmetrical warfare launched by groups that don't have as high-tech a weapons. It's guerrilla warfare, and when it's projected at any globalist power, it's called terrorism. I think it's terrorism when it's aimed at men, women, and children who aren't in a military unit. And a lot of the jihadis do that, and it is terrorism. Now, that happens. That goes on. Then you've got provocateur terror, where they go out and they just stir up groups and fund groups, sometimes through different levels, where the group doesn't even know who's funding them, criminal groups, you name it, to carry out a terror attack. And the subgroup of that is sometimes it's not misguided trailer trash clan heads or jihadis from, you know, dirt floor villages who don't know what planet they're on. Sometimes it's criminal networks that are funded to carry out the attacks and then plant evidence of the group they want to frame. So there's real terror, normally low level, not sophisticated. There's staged terror that has a lot of different variants. I'm just saying two right now. Then there is aiding and abetting, where you kind of open the door and protect terror groups that are operating. And then, of course, there is the purely stage type of terror. But most terror is synthetic. That is, it's artificial. It's been produced, it's been shepherded, it's been protected, it's been open-doored, it's been coddled. They've got some hoax terror as well, where it's not even really a terror attack. So it's kind of a fifth group. Like the Mutalib attack on Christmas Eve, we had two witnesses on board. Later, Congress had testimony admitting that an unnamed U.S. intelligence agency had helped get him on the plane without a visa or proper passport. He clearly was drugged. He gets up near the end of the flight. A man gets up 2 miles behind him, starts videotaping before he even gets up. He starts basically stumbling around, and then a firecracker goes off in his pants. 2 weeks before all the naked body scanners, purchased a year before, were set to roll out, then they announced on the news they're putting naked body scanners in, and the former head of Homeland Security himself made more than $10 million. Billions were made. Chertoff became the head of the company. They announced we're putting them in because of the underwear bombing. You understand that? It's like saying the Austin Police Department buys a bomb truck a year before, but it doesn't get delivered till the day a bombing happens, and they say, oh, we just got it today to deal with the bombing, or oh, we're getting one tomorrow because we didn't have a bomb truck, but you learn they ordered the bomb truck a year before. It's very suspicious, and this stuff just keeps adding up. But there's another bigger facet to this. PNAC, the Project for New American Century, with Jeb Bush, Dick Cheney, and others involved, Warren Rudman, Gary Hart, they were all involved. They wrote in September of 2000, issued the report a year before 9/11, that they would use a catalyzing Pearl Harbor event for a clash of civilizations between the West and Islam, and that out of that global crisis, they would bring in the corporate world government. So they're going to play what's left of the West and our Western freedoms off against radical Islam. They're helping protect globally NATO, Interpol, the UN, Republican Party, Democratic Party. They'll have rhetoric against it while protecting it, and they'll use that global threat as a way to take our liberties. Remember the movie about Muhammad that was just a trailer that they blamed Benghazi on? Turned out that was a fraud. They arrested the filmmaker of that, and he was in jail for a year and a half for a movie that just showed Muhammad beating people and stuff. So you think about that long and hard, ladies and gentlemen, that they want to set the precedent to take our free speech. and to censor the internet and things in the name of countering this. Now, I'm not somebody here that wants a clash of civilizations. I don't want a fight between the West and Islam. But the globalists have opened the borders, brought in the most radical, funded the groups, and then Islam's always demanding we lose our free speech. The Islamists are for them, so we don't get any speech. We have to adopt whatever they want, and the whole leftist system backs them up. This is that wedding between the socialist and radical Islamists to give it a foothold to cause the clash.
The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order. Or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored him. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me. So I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert. You should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns80.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to SimplySafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimplySafeDefense.com.
Attention Alex Jones listeners, when you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to Alex Jones unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-562-5136. Try it now to listen to Alex Jones 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-562-5136. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear Alex Jones untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-562-5136.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we're here live. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you for joining us. NSA whistleblower, really geopolitical expert, Wayne Madsen, is going to be giving us his first look take on the attacks that took place, I guess, 8-9 hours ago now over in Paris in broad daylight. On the newspaper, the satirical newspaper, Charlie Hebdo, they make fun of the French president, they make fun of the U.S. president, they make fun of Hollywood stars. It's a satire newspaper. And they were death threatened, you name it, they were firebombed. And the cartoonist said, "I would rather die standing than live kneeling," which is a paraphrase of a famous refrain. It's better to live on your feet and to die than to basically grovel on your knees in the ditch. Plus, people that grovel on their knees end up getting killed anyways. So this thing really stinks to high heaven. There are al-Qaeda groups out of Yemen that are taking responsibility, basically. There are other government groups saying that. Here's the big backdrop problem. You've all heard the clips of Ted Cruz. We'll play them again later. Saying we shouldn't be al-Qaeda's air force in Syria. You've heard Rand Paul come out and our own military come out and say, yes, basically 90% of the jihadis in Syria and Iraq are al-Qaeda affiliated. They've changed their name to ISIS. The West has been funding them, Turkey, France especially, the United States, Germany, England, have been openly saying that they are funding these groups. And we have been here warning you that bad things would end up happening. And now indeed, you call it blowback, whatever you want. I don't know if this is a staged event. I don't know if it's a provocateur event. If you watch the close-up video off the roof as they're preparing to leave, or exfiltrate, I guess, if you look at basic NATO hand signs that are also used by police department SWAT teams, if you're a TV viewer, we have a graphic of this. You can see that when they're leaving, they do the hand sign for come as the leader's walking towards the car that's waiting. And then he does the symbol of his hand up with his finger in a circle, meaning rally point. Come to the car. And if you watch the video closely, they're giving other signals before that. Does al-Qaeda have Western hand sign tactics? Not in videos I've seen. They have their own goofy tactics. The body language, just as a first look, looking at a lot of soldiers, watching a lot of video over the years, is they look like Russians. And by Russians, the bearing, the body language, looks like Russian-style special forces or something. Now, there's a lot of Russian Muslims, a large portion, large groups, that have ended up going to the Middle East, going to Syria, going to Iraq, out of Chechnya, and other areas. So there's a good chance that's why I'm seeing this. They also had the classic Kalashnikovs, AK-47s. That means nothing. That's the most produced firearm in the world. Just a first look at this video, they look and act and behave like Russian-trained groups. I'm not saying Russia's involved in this. I'm telling you that when I looked at this video at 6 a.m. and 7 a.m. and then on the elliptical at 8 a.m., they looked and acted and behaved like Russians. I have no idea what we're going to hear from Wayne Madsen, who was also in the military, but also in the NSA, and has proven to be accurate over and over again at an uncanny level. He also has a lot of sources. If you expand on that, we're also going to have Steve Pachinik pop in for about 15 minutes. I don't know what his take is. Like I told my producer, don't ask him what their take is. I want to hear it raw, uncensored. One of the guys kind of does have mannerisms, and I've just noticed this by watching military groups in their outfits of a Yemenis or of someone. I mean, folks, you can tell somebody's in the Army or the Marines once you show you this stuff enough, even when they're older. Just the mannerisms, all of it. And I've just watched this so long that may end up being wrong, but my gut tells me, looking at all the pieces, I'm not ready to make a statement yet. I'm going to think about this some more. But I'm working on it right now. I'm trying to give you my take.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dry foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I'm still collating, still sifting through data before I give you my first approximation on what has unfolded in Paris, but it has very convenient timing. Right after the German government threatened to ban anti-open borders, anti-radical Islam rallies, the left came out in massive solidarity, surrounding the peaceful demonstrators, even attacking some of them in areas of Germany. The lapdog media praised the leftist groups, demonizing Germans. Who, I mean, in all fairness, Germany's more like Turkey now than it is Germany. It's going to be like when we have 40 million immigrants a year coming in if the government has their way with visas. In a decade or less, the United States will look like India. And I don't mean it'll look like India because it'll look like Indians. I mean we'll look like Calcutta because of the population. You add to that the social welfare and the fact that government wants to give people a bunch of freebies to politically control them. We're going to be so bankrupt. with a giant mass of dependent people. Talk about a nightmare. We're going to break all this down coming up. We're also going to read some of the statements of Charlie Hebdo's editor, Stéphane Charbonnet. Have I pronounced that right? Wow, I pronounced it right. I'm going to read some of his statements because you can say whatever you want about them. They had a lot of huevos when they've been firebombed, death threatened, you name it. But how did the shooters know to come to a newspaper? I mean, 20 years ago, 10 years ago, everybody would be at the newspaper. But to catch the editor and to catch the cartoonist together when most cartoonists work from home and to get them all, did they have a mole inside to know about a company meeting? Was it the day before it published? Because, yeah, maybe everybody would be on deck then. How did they know to catch them all and kill 10 inside and two police officers outside? I don't know the answer to that, but we have Western governments that have been caught staging stuff before. But now they've created a giant recruiting ground for radical jihadists in Syria and Iraq. Is this blowback from that? But France is involved arming the jihadis probably more than even Turkey or Israel. And it's a shame on the West that they're openly arming these folks that have killed over 300,000 people the last 4 years in Syria. Don't ever forget that. Blowing up churches and mosques and markets and hotels of a reforming country that wanted to work with the West. Just like Gaddafi came in from the dark, put his money in with the West, let U.S. companies come in. They turned it over to al-Qaeda. We're going to talk to Wayne Madsen, who's been to Turkey, been to Syria, former NSA officer, high-level whistleblower, one of the biggest ever next to William Binney, as big as Snowden, folks. We're going to be talking to him, getting his take on this in a moment. But I know this, regardless, now the press is rushing to the aid of this newspaper and saying, we support free speech and we shouldn't be intimidated. Where were you before when Michael Savage was banned from traveling to the UK and others? If they can criticize and then get banned, we can all get banned from travel or anything else if we criticize somebody. It's free speech. And I've got to tell you, in general, you see an alliance between the fake fascist left and radical Islamicists to end free speech in the West, and the neocons are more than happy to have a clash of civilizations out of which they'll get the police state. So it's a serious situation. We're talking to Wayne Madsen here in about 2 minutes. But here's a piece produced almost 3 years ago by my son, Rex Jones. He listens to the show. He's well-informed historically. He's 12 now. He was 9 and a half when we produced this. He wrote most of this. I'd say I'm 25% of it. A board game came in, put out by a board game novelty group. That's, instead of Risk, it's Worldwide Terrorism. And in the board game, it shows how powerful corporate interests are busy financing terrorists to destabilize things. So Rex was playing with it one day when he was up here spending a day with me at work as part of his homeschooling at the time. And he said, I've got an idea to do a video on this. Well, so we got to cover your face, though. You know, your mom doesn't want your face on TV yet, neither do I. So he's wearing a Guy Fawkes mask and did it in a British accent. My son is not British. People tend to get confused by that. It's kind of like Guy Fawkes is British or V for Vendetta is British. So just answering some of those questions that come up when we air this maybe once a year or so. But here is Terrorism 101 for my son, Rex Jones.
Hello, your friendly neighborhood patriot here for an episode of How Terrorism Really Works. First off, our terrorist group needs a scary name. Can you say LCIADA? Let's try again. LCIADA. Ah, it does roll off the tongue. LCIADA. It's a perfect name. Now let's say the green piece here represents the terrorists. The terrorists then move into Pakistan or Afghanistan or whatever stan is not under anchor control. The media then joins in to hype up the terror threat.
Dry hand operates with impunity from state agencies inside Pakistan. He's looking for a rage in Afghanistan and rushing to cover.
Once the terror air threat is established, the banksters, puppets, send in the troops to take out the terrorists they put in there in the first place. Then the bankers install their own dictator to take control of the resources and oppress the people. As a bonus, the banks, via the black ops and intelligence agencies, will then ship the drugs back into the host country so they can imprison their own citizens for using the drugs, make huge profits selling the drugs, which finance other terror operations around the globe, and the cherry on the top is billions upon billions made on money laundering operations for the bankers.
In a sense, you're watching as this opium is being grown. I know it grinds at your gut. How do you deal with it? What are you doing about it?
Well, frankly, this is part of their culture. So, while it might grind in my gut, it's what they do.
And if the citizens of the host country gets wise to these schemes or gets uppity, the banks via media will hype in nuclear terror threats, or an underwear bomber, or a Christmas tree bomber. Any excuse to take the American people's rights. Well, that just about wraps it up for Terrorism 101, how terrorism really works. I'm your friendly neighborhood patriot. And now remember what Big Brother and other authoritarians say. Whatever you do, don't visit Infowars.com. Oh no, the control freaks don't like it.
That's right, folks, Infowars.com, and you're the people out there that get the word out about PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com on your Facebook, your Twitter, your email. You're the reason we're reaching more and more people every day, so please continue to share your memberships to PrisonPlanet.tv, pass along links to the free iPhone and Android apps, links to the free podcast, the video feed, Infowars.com/show. That's how we reach more people is word of mouth. You can also get a membership if you want to see the nightly news and all the films for $5.95 a month, or get roughly half off when you sign up for the rest of the month for the entire year, $29.95 a year, instead of $54.95 at PrisonPlanet.tv. All the films, ebooks, a bunch of other films, the nightly news, special reports, and it's a platform that they can't censor as easy. And you're supporting the very tip of the spear of free speech. And even if you disagree with speech, you should support the right of people to put out controversial speech so that you don't lose your right to free speech. I know that's common sense, but it's a serious vote for liberty and a vote for freedom when you become a member of PrisonPlanet.tv. So I want to thank all of you that have done that. All right, for the balance of the hour, we go to Wayne Madsen, formerly with the NSA, before that with the anti-submarine warfare at the Navy. He worked in a key internal unit of internal security inside the NSA. And again, he testified to Congress, the EU, British Parliament, you name it. He's a best-selling author, TheWayneMadsenReport.com. I don't know Wayne's take on this yet. This just happened 10 hours ago or so in Paris at the satirical newspaper. And again, this sends a very scary message. Also, if you have any questions for Wayne Madsen, myself, or others, tweet your images, if you want to retweet some of these images that the radicals say we're not allowed to put out, and video clips to us at Real Alex Jones, or your comments or questions at Real Alex Jones with # Charlie Hebdo. Again, # Charlie Hebdo. Tweet Real Alex Jones with the # Charlie Hebdo, and we will get to some of those questions as well throughout the day. But going to Wayne Madsen. Wayne, you've been on hold for about 10 minutes hearing me play that clip and also give some of my views on this. It's a multifaceted issue, but obviously I want to get your take first on the clash of civilizations. Regardless, we just saw Al-Qaeda go from supposedly nothing after 12 years, and then the last two being resuscitated, rising again as ISIS. Now this is being linked to Al-Qaeda. What are your sources saying, if any? I know it's early on. What's your gut on this? Wayne Madsen.
Oh, yes, Alex. First, I want to say I enjoyed listening to the next John Oliver on HBO. I think your son has a great future ahead.
Thank you.
in television. But my initial take, and I heard you mentioning how come so many of the cartoonists and editors for Charlie Hebdo were present. And this happened to be Wednesday is their weekly editorial staff meeting at the newspaper headquarters, which is on the right bank of the Seine in North Paris. I'm very familiar with the area because I worked for a newsletter nearby called Le Monde de Rossignol years ago, which is not too far away, but Le Figaro is also in that area. And one thing I know from being in these newspaper offices is you just can't stroll in off the street. At the very least, they either have a buzzer system where someone has to let you in through the door, or there's a cipher lock system. And since there were threats against Charlie Hebdo and also another satirical magazine that's not too far away either, the Canal Enchaîné, which is the chain duck in English, the police have been posting a presence at these various offices. So I'm not sure whether the two policemen who were killed were part of the regular detail or they just happened on the scene. But the mere fact that these assassins used two getaway cars and apparently have escaped after heading into the northern Parisian suburbs would indicate to me that this was more than just a run-of-the-mill amateur terrorist attack. This looks like it was well-planned with information about when this particular newspaper had its weekly editorial meeting. And we have to also remember that France recently antagonized certain parties by voting in favor of Palestine joining the United Nations. That was the French vote in the UN Security Council.
Well, there's a documentary film that won an Academy Award. Guys, Google it. I think it's 7 days in September, or is it November? It's narrated by a famous Hollywood actor. But I remember going and seeing it shortly after 9/11. It's narrated by Michael Douglas. And they admit at the end that German intelligence had been working with the head of the terrorist group from the beginning. They had patsies under them, that they staged a hijacking so that they could then release the terrorist of the Munich Olympics. Mm. So here at the end of the film, they admit it was basically staged all along, but even the low-level jihadis taking the hostages and shooting people didn't know it was staged. So this is usually ends up being a staged event. You had the big German protest against the Islamification of Germany yesterday and calls to restrict their free speech. But you're right. I mean, the whole thing's suspicious. I know this. The body language of the shooters, I've seen so many Al-Qaeda and ISIS videos of them in their get-ups, doesn't fit the body language and the signaling that I've seen from hundreds of real jihadi videos. It looks very Western, and they're giving the classic rally signs. They're giving the classic, you know, come to me, and then the rally points. It looks like tactics I've only seen out of Russians or NATO.
Yeah, and the fact that they were hooded, we don't even know what, you know, who these people are. They're still at large. And it's very similar to the, if you recall, the attack on the shopping mall in Nairobi, Kenya. That was, again, as you say, done with military precision, sort of like a special operations attack, not certainly an amateur one. And right now, my gut feeling is that I'm not going to go with the people who are saying this is a typical Islamist terrorist attack. I think there's much more to this. I think after so many false flag operations, the onus is on the corporate media to prove otherwise, that it was, in fact, what they're saying it was. My default is not to believe it at first glance.
Well, sure, the default is you automatically can't believe what they're saying, and then you have to try to ferret out the truth for yourself. I just don't see who stands to gain from any angle when France is up to their eyeballs with Saudi Arabia publicly flogging invasions and bombardments of Syria. It just, why then would the jihadis, I mean, I would expect a crude truck bomb or something from a real jihadi or, you know, somebody shooting some people up front, not grabbing, you know, one of the workers, forcing them to give them the key code, which they're now saying, getting into the building. Here's another question. You can get guns in France, as you know, of course, you've lived there under some limited permits. You've got to expect that this is a popular satirical publication, that they would have some armed guards there or that they would have guns in there. I mean, did they just roll over and not fight back? I mean, if three guys showed up here with AK-47s, I mean, I guarantee you, we got a whole bunch of vets working here. A bunch of people know how to use guns. I know how to use guns. I mean, they'd be in deep trouble. Or is this just how domesticated the French have gotten?
Well, I think in this particular case, this particular magazine probably didn't take all those precautions. It would be like, it's very similar to The Onion here in the United States, but with a little bit more of a political edge to it. Not as satirical, certainly, as The Onion, but you know, one could ask, what does The Onion have? What kind of security do they have at their editorial offices? I don't know. I've never been there, but I would not imagine it's very much.
Well, look, I mean, I'm not an Islamophobe that wants to have a clash of civilizations. I get that's part of the paradigm. But there is a large, real Islamic contingent that, you know, you're for women's rights. So am I, Wayne. They'd throw us in a dungeon over that, or they'd grab our daughters and, you know, sexually mutilate them. I mean, what do we do about real radical Islam being stirred up by globalists when we come back? I want to ask you that question.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Managing your business and customers isn't easy, huh? SnapForce Customer Relationship Software may be just what you need. SnapForce CRM is a software solution that helps you manage everything important about your customers, from sales to marketing to service and support. All of your customer information is right there at your fingertips for easy access. It's time to take control of your business in a snap. Get your free trial at SnapForce.com. That's SnapForce.com. SnapForce.com.
This is a serious topic for all men. Every single man listening may have a prostate problem if he lives long enough. That's right. All of us men may suffer from a prostate problem, like urinating more often, waking at night to urinate, or problems with intimacy. That's why every man needs to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-964-7470. Prostate problems may not be an issue of if. They can be an issue of when. Super Beta Prostate's ingredient is clinically shown to reduce urges to urinate, reduce waking at night to go, and help improve intimacy. Call for your free bottle. Just call 1-800-964-7470. That's 1-800-964-7470. Call 1-800-964-7470.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Digestive health is key to wellness, and Pro-EM-1 is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a daily liquid probiotic that improves food absorption and supports weight loss by removing toxins from your system. Recommended by doctors, Pro-EM-1 is 100% natural, organic, non-GMO, wheat, soy, gluten, and dairy-free. Call us today at 888-611-8025 or visit Pro-EM-1.com to save over $25 on your order. That's 888-611-8025 or Pro-EM-1.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
In the interest of free speech, I'm going to tweet out the image that's on DrudgeReport.com during the next break at Real Alex Jones, and I would encourage you to retweet it. It's taken from DrudgeReport.com, one of the former covers of the French-style Onion satire newspaper that's been around for decades. And there is the cover. It shows the Prophet Muhammad in French making a statement about killing people. And now it is being reported by the Daily Mail that Corrine Ray, the secretary, and her daughter saw two other cartoonists being killed. The cartoonist reveals terrorists threatened to murder her toddler unless she let them in. How she cowered with her child under a desk as the massacre took place. She says the men who spoke perfect French claimed to be Al-Qaeda terrorists. Attackers were reportedly heard shouting, "The Prophet has been avenged." Here's all I'm saying. I've watched a lot of these jihadis eat hearts, cut people's heads off, do all these horrible things. Be funded by the West, and that's like no big deal when they're doing it. It's like, oh, it's just part of a war, John McCain says. When they're gutting Syria and killing every Christian they can get their hands on, and Saudi Arabia is behind it. But these guys don't look in their mannerisms or act like what I've seen before. So when we hear that they're, you know, Al-Qaeda out of Yemen or something, that's not a French-speaking area. That could just be a cover story. We don't have to believe what the gunmen are telling people with masks on their heads. I'm not saying it's a governmental operation. I'm trying to look at every angle of this. Wayne, I mean, I know you're permeating this or going over it in your mind, trying to cogitate on it, going through permutations, I should say. Any other ideas who stands to gain from this? And then also, what do we do then about the clash of civilizations? Because we know it's staged, but at the same time, there is an attempt to support radical Islam and let it get a foothold.
Well, I think it's very interesting what you just reported about killers said that they were with Al-Qaeda. We have been told in Syria and Iraq that Al-Qaeda is more moderate now than the ISIL, Islamic State for Iraq and the Levant, or ISIS, or Daesh, as it's known in Arabic. We've been told that, though, we may have to ally with some Al-Qaeda groups against ISIL, which is more radical. And, you know, at the end of this month, the CIA and the military, our military, are going to start training so-called members of the Syrian rebel army in Turkey. Well, we know who they are. It's Jabhat al-Nusra, the al-Nusra Front, and they claim to be an al-Qaeda affiliate. I think all this stuff about the Khorasan group and ISIL and Jabhat al-Nusra and these al-Qaeda affiliates, it's all smoke and mirrors. It's all one group. And the young people, including many French, including some French Jews, have gone to Syria to join these groups to fight against Assad. And I liken this. I don't think these are Islamic people at all. I don't think they're Muslim people, because when you look at their rhetoric and the awful things they do, this sort of satanic eating hearts, as you mentioned, cutting off heads, I'm beginning to think it's some sort of cult. That has used Islam as some sort of rallying cry, but it's the furthest thing from Islam. I liken it to this. There's this cartoon character that convinces young teens to like murder their parents, their mothers, burn down the house, and I liken it to that kind of a cult. And it certainly. It makes me wonder whether we're not seeing some sort of old CIA MK Ultra operation play out here to radicalize the Middle East and bring on this clash, once again, a renewed clash of civil
war. Sure, it's a global civil war at every level. Come back, let's do 5 more minutes, and then I've got some shocking news breaking at InfoWars.com. It just broke.
Thank you.
The Onion is now attacking Christians and capitalizing on the murders.
Live.com today.
There is no end.
2015 is almost here, and with it comes those New Year's resolutions to finally transform your body the way you want it. There's a reason over 88% of New Year's resolutions fail. Make this year different by equipping yourself with Oxy Powder, the next level in cleansing the body naturally. Using super oxygenation, Oxy Powder, available through InfoWarsLife.com, gently cleanses the body while you sleep with easy capsules. Tens of thousands of individuals have used Oxy Powder to cleanse their body bodies and aid in their transformations. Even InfoWars Nightly News director Rob Dew has been using Oxy Powder with incredible success.
Took it that first day, then I took it for six more days after that. 12 pounds melted off in about a week. I'd say a week, 7 days.
2015 can be different. Diet and exercise are important, but a lot of us have already tried that. Oxy Powder flushes it out. Secure your Oxy Powder at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.